Blog Talk Radio.
2 Peter 1 and 3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. I have everything.
Know that everything we want is already in Christ Jesus. All we got to do is reach out there and get it, man. We have not because we ask not. I challenge you today to ask Him. Whatever it is, you already have it. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are happy to have each and every one of you on. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she would give us a word of prayer, and we can get into the lesson. Hallelujah. The review. Thank you for coming.
Amen. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. And good afternoon to all the listeners. Praise God. In Ephesians 3, 1-7, for this cause I call the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which is other ages, was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Amen. And I'm truly thankful today. I'm thankful that it's Thankful Thursday. I'm thankful for the scripture that allows us to know that God has always known what he had planned for us, and things have always been in place even though we could not recognize it. And reason being in these scriptures, if we read it, is because everything that he had that was most powerful was in the Spirit. I pray that God will continue to open up our minds, our hearts, in the direction of the Holy Ghost and in the Spirit, so that all his works work in favor of how he has seen the world before we were here. I pray for those who are sick, for those who are shut in, those who are struggling, those who are afflicted, those who ask us to remember them in prayer, and those who are shut in. And I pray also for the bereaved. I bind up anything that will come against this broadcast or against the pastors who diligently, day by day, find ways to get out to teach us about the Holy Spirit. I pray that he will protect them and keep them obedient in Christ as they have been. And I bind up anything that would come in between this broadcast and my pastors from delivering the truth and revelation of what God would want us to know. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So I want to give God thanks for the scripture. We're allowed to do that because he says in everything. So my thing is scripture. So I want to give him thanks for scripture. I'd like for you all to join with me today. And there's a scripture that has to be burning on you, like that scripture with Evangelist Sharon. Explain to us what that meant, and I just thank God for that. That was Ephesians 3:1, right, Ranger Sharon?
Yes, Pastor. That was Ephesians, yes, that's correct.
Yeah, Ephesians 3:1.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, brothers and sisters, to become a prisoner. That means, you know what? You're trapped by God now. You're trapped by the scripture. You're being held in bondage by the scripture. That is a beautiful thing. Paul was in jail to the scripture. That's a beautiful thing, man, to know that he's a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and he was that way for the Gentiles. And when you really think about this, and what she was saying is, when you be trapped, you have a responsibility to the Holy Ghost. I just think that's awesome. And that's what I said. It was for him to not only, he hear the mystery, but to explain it too. So when you think about the Pauline epistle, no one else can describe the church. Maybe that's why I just love it, because no one else can describe the church like Paul does in those epistles. And that's why it's so important, brothers and sisters, that we understand what Jesus was telling us and the writers in the four Gospels, but he brings it on out into these epistles, the secret plan of God. But you can know it. So we're going to open up the studio. Anybody like to give thanks for a scripture or just for wherever, it's open. Hallelujah. Anyone? Okay.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and good afternoon. Praise God. And I thank God for another thankful Thursday. Amen, amen. And the scripture I like to share is coming from Ephesians 2 and verses 4 through 10. I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. It says, instead, in midst of mercy and with incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in highest heaven in company with Jesus our Messiah. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and the next, to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I'm just so thankful that he took the time out to get our minds set and ready and open us up to Christ and to live in Christ. And so this scripture just had brought it out. It was one of the scriptures that had jumped out at me. We had talked about that scripture, about how, you know, his mercy and his love, he embraced us. And so I thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
In Second Timothy 1:7-10 in the King James, it reads as follows. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who have saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, who is Christ, and hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that scripture because that scripture has so much in it, telling us that we're partakers, telling us that God had paved the way before the world began. And it also tells us, it brings us life and light in that, in the reason and how. And if you read into it, it just says how Jesus was transformed to Christ Jesus after death. So this is life after his death. He gave us a great new beginning. And for us not to be ashamed of the gospel because people can't understand and see it, to speak out and say what it is, the truth. in the light that the Holy Spirit has revealed to us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Thank you, Evangelist Sharon. You kind of in my neighborhood now. That's kind of where I want to share. Anybody else?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, it's all about revelation knowledge, people, and God is going to give it to you. You remember we were talking about, there's a couple of scriptures I want to talk about. You got to know Christ is not divided, first of all. He's not divided. So Monday we talked about 1 Corinthians 1 and 13. 1 Corinthians 1 and 13. You want to read that? Evangelist Sharon.
Yes, sir. Yes. 1 Corinthians 1 and 19?
13.
Okay. That's why it's good to repeat. Okay. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 13, in the King James, it reads as follows. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, I ask you, has the Messiah been chopped up in little pieces so we can each have a relic all our own? Was Paul crucified for you? Was a single one of you baptized in Paul's name? Amen.
See, that's the message to the church. See, there were so many out here, so many people teaching so many different things, especially at the Corinth church, the believers have began to favor certain preachers like people do today. They go over here to this preacher, that preacher. Man, you got to know who the real church is. You got to know who you really need to be serving. You need to know that you got to have that revelation knowledge. And Paul, who has found many believers in different places, wherever he went, he wasn't putting his name on the church. Think about
say that.
It. He could have put his name on that. There's a whole lot of stuff he could have did. He had a lot of followers all the way from, I don't care where you go. You could go from Cyprus to it doesn't matter, Corinth, whatever. But he was not putting his name on there. These were people who he had been in contact with, and they was established believers in the Word of God. So Paul wondered whether the Corinthians, that quarrel that they had, that division they had about Christ, so he was kind of like setting them straight. And you can see a graphic picture of this, because what's happening was the church, the body of Christ, can you imagine it being divided? Can you see it divided now? The Baptists over here, the Methodists over here, Presbyterians. How come we can't unite as one? I'm going to tell you why God showed it to me. Over in Matthew 16, remember we were talking about Matthew 16? Jesus asked Peter that question. I shared it with somebody earlier than today because God had gave me had been giving me revelation about the church. And he told me, just stay there. Because Jesus asked them all. He said, who do man say that I, the Son of Man, am? He said, well, some say you Elijah. They start talking about who they said they thought he were. And then Jesus asked the question, okay, who do you say that I am? And Peter spoke up because Peter got the revelation. Everybody don't get the revelation. That's what Evangelist Sharon was talking about. See, everybody don't see this stuff. Even though everybody was around, they didn't see the revelation. So I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful that we can see. And Simon Peter answered, the Bible says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, he was looking at Jesus. But he didn't see Jesus. He saw the church.
All right, now.
He saw Christ as the head. Mm-hmm. And Jesus told him, he said, Simon, you're blessed. He said, you blessed are thy Simon Bojangles. He said, because flesh and blood, you can't get this revelation from flesh and blood, brothers and sisters. You'll never see Christ. You'll never see his church through flesh and blood. You can't do
it.
The only way you're going to see it based on these scriptures is the Father has to reveal it unto you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he has to do it from heaven. See, Christ's church is different, brothers and sisters. His church. And I like what he said. And if you'll catch this revelation today, you're going to catch something that's awesome. He said unto thee, thou art Peter. Talking about his confession that he recognized he was Christ. That was his confession. And he said, now, I say unto thee that thou art Peter. And upon this rock, upon your statement, I'm going to build my church. And I like why he said my church.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, that become personal, brother. Since you got to see that revelation, my church. He could have said, I'm going to build a church for everybody. I'm going to build seven. But he didn't say that. He said, my church, which tells me that was going to be other churches. So he was real specific here to say, my church. See, that's evangelist sharing card. That's pastor's card. That's Renee's. But this is my car. See, my car.
Mm-hmm.
And my car may be different than the evangelist Sharon's car, because I say my car, that means it's personal. That means that may be some things about my car not like yours. There's a lot of cars out here, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But when you said my car, you being specific. So Christ said it's my church. That's so awesome today. To know that, wait a minute, all these churches, he said, my church. And then you go over there to, where's that, Hebrews 8 and 1, you'll see, he said, God pitched this tabernacle. It wasn't done by hand.
Amen.
So see, Christ's church is not like other churches. So when you you weed it out and you do a process of elimination to what Christ's church is, you'll get the true revelation. I just want people to hear what the Word of God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
He says, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, the hell, that means like tornadoes and hurricanes, tearing down temples and steel. See, that's hell.
Mm-hmm.
That don't affect Christ Church. The gates of hell may come up to it, but it won't do nothing to it. It won't tear it down like some of these churches are being. It's a different.
I will build
my church, and the gates of hell will not overpower it. The gates of hell is overpowering a lot of organized churches, and y'all better tell me not to go there, because I will go there. When I tell you that the power of the gates of hell is overpowering a lot of churches. That's why you got gays in there. And that's why you got lesbians. And that's why you got... And I don't care about these folks just angry with me because I tell people the truth. But see, that won't overpower Christ's church.
Amen.
So you may look around and say, ooh, man, we got all these gays and we got this. And see, that's not in Christ's church. That's in a worldly church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you one other thing, too, about the church. If I didn't see it, but didn't say it, I'm saying that because I thank God for the knowledge. Heathens ain't going to start no church. So when you say the world, he ain't talking about folks outside the church because they ain't going to start no church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, heathens going to go over there and start, open up here, a nightclub, a bar. Heathens don't start churches. We talking about the religious world. That's what he's talking about. So when he says come out of the world, he's not talking to heathens because that's their home.
Mm-hmm.
He tells
all
us
right.
to come out of these worldly churches and be ye separated from them and be part of one church, one Christ, one Lord, one baptism, one faith.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's about, and so what Jesus said was, now, Peter, the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church.
Hallelujah.
And for that reason, I'm going to give you the key to the kingdom of heaven. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
You got the keys right now, brothers and sisters. And whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you allow on earth, it's going to be allowed in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And then when you understand the revelation here, everybody don't get a chance to see. Remember John, when John the Baptist was out there baptizing and the Spirit burst the clouds and a loud voice they heard saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Remember what John told those people? He said, behold the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
The folks didn't see no lamb. They were looking for a four-footed beast. That's what a lamb.
Yes.
And then John said, there are shoes in whom I'm not. They're going like, wait a minute, John. Lambs don't have shoes. Why would you say that? Why would you say this shoes that I'm not worthy to unlace? Why would you say that, John?
Mm.
It had to be true, brothers and sisters. They didn't see who Christ were. They saw Jesus. Now, here's the last point I want to make, if anybody else have anything else they want to say. You have to see Jesus, but then you have to see Christ on the other side of the resurrection. That, you got to see him on the cross, but once you know he's dead, he's alive, never to die again. So that's how you get to see the church. That's how you get to be part of it. You don't see Jesus, but you see a risen Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
So when John said, behold the Lamb of God who come to take away the sins of the world, them people was dumbfounded. They had no idea what he was talking about. So when we're telling people that to be part of the Christ church, they don't have no idea. They don't see the revelation. They won't.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They won't. Because they're trying to join the church, and there's no way in here to tell you to join the church. This is a mystery. But you can see it. You can be part of it. As many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Because I will spread the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Hey, see, you got the kingdom, keys to the kingdom. Remember what the kingdom is? The kingdom is in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you, if you do a comparison to what God, what the Word called church and what man called church, you'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a comparison. See, you won't find no ushers in Christ Church. You won't find no bands, no choirs. You won't find that. You won't find the hanging chandeliers in Christ Church. You won't find that stuff. Not in Christ Church.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do your own research. Do your own research. Find out. God's church is not through observation. He said the kingdom of God is going to come, but it's not going to come through observation. You're not going to be able to see it through the optical nerve. Forget it. That's what folks want you to do. Show me Christ Church. So they want you to show them so they can see it in their eyes, and that's not how it's done. Sorry. That's not the process here.
You don't
get blessed like that. You get blessed like being able to see Jesus becoming Christ. You get to see Jesus Christ becoming Christ Jesus. That's how you get blessed. That's when you be happy.
Yeah.
That's when you can rejoice.
Yes, hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
It's a guarantee, brothers and sisters. It's a guarantee. If you began to see Christ, everybody else was around him. They didn't see Christ. They didn't see the church. They were still looking at Jesus.
Have mercy.
And you got folks that way today. I pray that they see the revelation. But for those that have seen it, I thank God for you. I thank God you can see it in the spirit. See, that's why the division gotta come out of the church. We're not to follow Apollo. We're not to follow back. And Paul made a mention, I ain't baptized none of y'all in my name. I ain't the one.
All right. Amen.
And as I get ready to close, Christ Church is a glorious church, brothers and sisters. It's not made out of wood and stuff like that. And yet somebody got to talk about it. Because if Satan wants us to ignore it and say, oh, yeah, everybody knows, they don't know. Because God gave me something yesterday, and I'm not allowed to see it yet, but I'm going to tell you, there's true righteousness. There's true of everything. And he showed me that. He wanted me to teach on that, and I'm going to teach on it. But you got to know that you're either part of the free or you're part of the bond. You're either part of religion or you're part of Christ. Meanwhile,
amen.
Y'all stay blessed, and we will see y'all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Hallelujah.